This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers in those 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from the panhandle of Florida, we have MrUndergroundUSA.com himself, and that would be none other than Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain.
Yay! I'm enjoying the basky, warm temperatures here at the moment, 55 degrees, thank you, gang, because come Sunday morning, the bottom drops out of it.
Yeah, we're going to have another wave here. And if you're cold down there, chances are it's going to be very cold where I am, too.
You're going to be freezing your tussies off. But you're not. But you're not going to be shoveling snow, because I just got done talking to our friend Chris Markowski, and he's going to be on the borderline of either 1 foot, 2 foot, or 3 foot of snow, depending on where that thing decides to settle in.
Yeah, I don't miss those days at all.
No, so, sir.
You enjoy yourself. I moved to Florida for a reason.
Yep. No, sir. Thank you very much. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'm going to start with something a little unique right here. The president's approval rating in Georgia is now at 34%. State that he managed to flip back in 2020. Well, it's going to flip back to where it's supposed to be this time. But that prompted Stacey Abrams to say, well, I have a scheduling conflict. Now, today, he's going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you have the leading candidate for governor, the Democrat, leading Democrat for Senate running. And they both said, oh, we have scheduling problems. We won't be able to make it, because his numbers in Pennsylvania have dropped 16% in the last 2 months.
Yeah, they're, both of them are meeting with Stacey Abrams, obviously,
uh-huh,
with their scheduling conflict. He's radioactive. The guy has done nothing. Everything he's touched turns to garbage.
Yep.
You know, and he is probably the most divisive president, even more so than Barack Obama. Now, I didn't think that was possible.
I didn't either. Mm-mm.
You know, so he might as well just stay in Washington or go back to Delaware for the weekends, because I don't think there's going to be anybody, including the radically far left, who are going to want to campaign with him if there's even a remote possibility that there's going to be a challenge at the poll in November.
Right.
You know, and that 33%, you know, in Georgia, I believe, was it 33 or 36%?
34.
That's being generous.
Mm-hmm.
And we really do have to question whether he flipped that state or not after all of the nefarious stuff that was happening down there. I don't care what
that's right.
Raftenberger says. Mm-hmm. So his popularity today, a year into his presidency, really does kind of support the examination of that election a year ago. So.
Now, you mentioned the radical part of the Democratic Party. I will tell you that a not-so-radical congressman out of South Carolina, who probably got Joe Biden the nomination by endorsing him in that state and turned his fortunes around, said that he'd do it again. But here's the deal. He admitted he demanded Joe Biden honor his Supreme Court request by nominating a black female judge to the Supreme Court, or else he would get no endorsement from Mr. James Clyburn.
No, you know, quite honestly, when you look at the Congressional Black Caucus, which Clyburn is on, they do, and this is not a racist statement, it's just a fact. Every time something comes up like this, they tend to gratuitously demand that someone from their caucus or someone who would support their caucus gets the nod. You know, now, are there qualified black women to be sitting in the Supreme Court? Obviously. There's qualified people up and down the line. But this is, you know, once again, this is a political move.
They've made it racist, though, in doing what they're doing.
Of course they did. Mm-hmm. Any time a qualification is skin color, it's racist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this idea that that people could redefine what racism means and that black people can't be racist is one of the biggest fallacies that have been floated on the American people. If you're looking at people through the lens of skin color, that's employing racism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've said this before and I'll say it till the day I die when it comes to an appointment to any position, including the Supreme Court. It's got to be about qualification. Will mm-hmm. they defend the Constitution? Do they understand the Constitution? Will they make decisions based on the Constitution? We don't want a politically activist court.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Brent Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we will do it. Thank you very much, Frank. And by the way, folks, hardly a week ever goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey asking me to come and meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Their goal is to be the best in the nation, and they're certainly working hard to do that. Now, it starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection either. Several hundred vehicles ready to go, pre-owned vehicles. All of them come with Moss Care, every single one of them. Now, clean trade-ins, they're commanding a great resale value right now. By the way, I'll bet your car's worth more than what you think. Give them a call or drive on up there to one of their dealers and see what the vehicle's worth. You might be surprised. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Their locations are in Crystal River, flagship stores in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and coming soon, 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 to Brooksville, Florida. Check them all online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, Newport Richey, the flagship dealer, is only 40 miles north of downtown Tampa. 40 miles north. You can be there in about 45 minutes if the everything works right for you. And you can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase, too, up there. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and you were making a point. We were talking about the racism involved in what the Democrats are up to here.
Yeah, the activism, you know, the injection of politics into the judiciary has done nothing but not serve the American people.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be about skin color. It can't be about gender. It has to be about qualifications. When you get to be nominated for the highest court in the land, your duty is to provide the answer to whether something is constitutional or not, not whether it is. It satisfies social justice, not about the outcome of a preferred outcome of judgments, so to fit a narrative. It is about whether it exists in the boundary of constitutionalism or not. And we've gotten away from that in a dramatic style in recent years with the activism coming out of the Supreme Court, you know, as recently as Obamacare. Is something that was a political and social justice outcome to a question that was purely constitutional. We saw it again in the 2020 general election when they refused to intervene on a question of constitutionalism when it came to how five states' executive branches usurped the U.S. Constitution and federal election law. So the people that sit on that bench are the defenders of constitutionalism. I know there's a black female out there somewhere that is probably overqualified to be sitting on that bench. I hope that Joe Biden picks her if, in fact, the litmus test for him is it needs to be a black female. But skin color and gender don't they're not a pre-qualification for understanding the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
This is where meritocracy has to exist. And because it's politicized, you know, Clyburn, in any other day, if the U.S. House of Representatives was being run by people who had ethics,
mm-hmm.
he would be called on the carpet and reprimanded for wanting to put a litmus test of race and gender on an appointment to the United States Supreme Court.
Now, we've got a comment from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale, and good morning to you, Fred. He says, anything based upon race or skin color or gender is discrimination and really an unlawful act to announce it in advance. There are highly qualified women of color in both parties. They just aren't all Democrats.
Well, absolutely, and it shouldn't enter into it.
Right.
If you're an elected official, it should be about your fidelity to the service of your constituents.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be about your gender or your race, and you shouldn't be wearing it on your sleeve. It's not a prerequisite for office, no matter what party you're in. And quite honestly, when you go back to George Washington's farewell address, he warned about the politicization of our governmental system.
Mm-hmm.
The political parties are not a prerequisite to office. They aren't. You don't have to be one or the other to be qualified to run for office and be elected. You know, we have to start understanding that the political parties aren't just that. They're organizations that happen to be political, but they're two political parties.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a member to be elected to anything. You know, so the same way you don't have to be a black woman to be qualified to be nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. So, you know, you want to get back to good? Stop with the racism. Stop with the gender discrimination. Stop with the politicization of our government. Politics is not government. We need to get back to government over politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't see that in my lifetime, I guarantee you.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, let's mention something here about these at-home COVID tests. Now, for some strange reason, all the at-home COVID tests that are being distributed, as well as all the N95 masks, every one of them has come from China.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a one-stop shop. You can get the virus, you can get the test, you can get the mask. You know, and anybody who doesn't see that there's something very, very wrong about this propaganda campaign is not looking at this straight. You've got doctors testifying before Congress that they did use hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and they have a 99.99% survival and success rate.
Sure do.
Yet those, the FDA still says you can't use those to treat COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, there is something dramatically wrong in this. Especially since indemnity has been built into the vaccines for the big pharma that came up with the vaccines that are preferred by our institutions over things that have been proven to work around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now we're finding out that we have a stealth variant coming out. It's stealth. It's so stealth that you may not even know you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Are we that stupid? Well, you know, then again, I do see people in masks in their cars with the windows rolled up and face shields. So I guess a big portion of us are.
Yeah. Frank, I got to talk about something. By the way, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, because what I'm going to talk about right now is going to take up the rest of this segment. Folks, we have a war on cops that's not going away. We the people, we, America first, we the people, need to stand up for our brothers of the badge, the brothers and sisters in blue, because we've had multiple officers shot in a 48-hour span this week across the country, which is totally, totally wrong. And we need to step up and do something about it. We need to demand that these people that are in office pass legislation or certainly give the money back to the police to do what they need to do. You know, the mayor of New York, say what you want about him, he did bring back this week the detective unit, the plainclothes detective unit, to get out there in the street and start scurrying to figure out where these crooks and these guns are coming from and whatnot. Because, you know, I've been there, you've been there. You can walk on any street corner almost in any big city and say, hey, man, I need a piece. You can help me out? And within minutes, you'll have one.
The defund the police movement was completely irresponsible, and people who support it need to be called out as the idiots that they are. You don't call an activist when someone has a gun in your face. You call a police officer. When violence is happening to you, you don't call a social justice activist. You call a police officer. You don't call your elected official. You call a police officer. When you're in danger, you call 911 in the hopes that a police officer will respond to save you. To treat them the way we have been has been just shameful.
All right, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's now official. After 24 hours of the media and government officials saying Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was going to retire, Justice Breyer made it official Thursday. President Biden then addressed the nation that the next Supreme Court justice will be based on gender and skin color.
Will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
A federal judge invalidated the results of an oil and gas lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico on Thursday, saying the Biden administration failed to properly account for the auction's climate change impact. Judge Randolph Contreras of the United States District Court in D.C. ruled the end of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's lease sale 257. That sale generated more than $190 million. As expected, the offshore drilling industry slammed the decision. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha I'll take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before I get back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and the UndergroundUSA.com podcast that he's got over there, too, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Now, I get asked a lot about this, so I'm going to answer the questions very quickly to you. I've been taking this for over 7 years. I keep it in my system every day, 7 days a week. I take it when I get up in the morning or the early afternoon, and I take it again around midnight to have it work. Once in a while, I have to take it a third time because of an issue I'm having because of one of the problems that I have with either my left foot or ankle or my back or my shoulder or my wrist or whatever. And once in a while, I have to add a third, a little packet to it. But it works. That's why I'm telling you about it. That's why I take it. And it does it because it's all natural ingredients that your body needs to have anyway. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, that will help to activate the body's natural response to inflammation as well as to swelling. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on at the present time, and it will alleviate pain at the source. Best part of it, 100% drug-free. And the ingredients I just mentioned are good for you. That's what your body needs to have to help you deal with the situation. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. There's no club to join. There's no membership. There's none of that stuff. All you got to do is go over to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. 1995, you're in it, you get it, and if you want to stay on it, you will. Obviously, the price will change because you're going to be getting a full month's supply, but relieffactor.com/captain 1995 gets it started. Get on over there, get yourself taken care of, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to Frank Silvato, USA, undergroundusa.com. Frank, you know, I get so wound up when it comes to this police and fire stuff, because we were so intertwined, the police and the fire agencies, over the years, that you feel for one another when things happen. Firefighters go down, the police show up. Police go down, the firefighters show up, et cetera, et cetera. But this is ridiculous. I was just looking at this chart. Seven officers in a 72-hour period were shot across America. Two of them died. The rest so far are living. It looks like they'll all make it, but it's questionable with a couple of them. But unbelievable.
Yeah, it is a brotherhood. You know, there's a friendly rivalry between cops and firemen. But
that's because firemen are better than cops, right? Okay, go ahead.
It's the right. We put our check in the right box.
That's right.
But you know, we're there for each other in the line of duty and in service to the people. Mm-hmm. You know, we complement each other, and we need each other to make the world a safer place for everybody in emergency situations and beyond. The fact that there are elements of our society that have emboldened the people who would shoot at police officers is not only irresponsible, and frankly, I find it sickening. You know, when you look at what the Black Lives Matter movement did, you know, they say it's because there's systemic racism in the police department. The numbers just don't bear that out. It's a lie. It's a blatant lie.
Right.
Are there bad cops? Yeah. Are there bad firemen? Yeah. You know, are there bad white people? Are there bad black people? Are there bad Hispanic people? Yeah, yeah, and yeah. But you don't embolden the nefarious factors of these demographics to go out and take aim at people who go to work every day to defend the innocent when they come into danger and an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. And that's what BLM did. They said, you know what? If you're a black gangbanger, it's okay to go ahead and take a shot at a cop, because we're desensitizing the people of the United States to cops being shot by saying, you know, cops are bad. Well, you know what? Cops aren't bad.
No.
We need them.
Yep.
That's what helps to keep order in our society, so that law-abiding citizens can go to work without fear.
Absolutely.
And right now, because we've handcuffed them with these ridiculous standard operating procedures that are coming out of our urban areas, to the point where an officer can't even unholster his weapon, even if the assailant has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
No one feels safe. You know, I grew up in Chicago. When I go up there to visit, the people I know that used to go into the city because they loved it refuse to go in because they say it's too dangerous to go into the city.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Something's got to change, starting with the SOPs.
You're right. Now, of all people to get in on the Canadian truckers' protests that they've got going on about the shots and the masks and this, that, and the other, and all some other things, Elon Musk from Tesla has sent support to the Canadian truckers, and he's spoken up, and he said Joe Biden is treating the Americans like fools after the president met with GM, Ford execs on their electric cars, talking about, well, we got to go electric, everything's got to be electric. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Everything in this country still revolves around the almighty barrel of oil.
And here's a guy who would benefit if electric vehicles were actually mandated, saying this. So maybe we should listen to this. You know, you and I have said this for many years. I'm all for a clean environment. I'm also for, hey, if you can make alternative energy so that we can make sure the environment is clean, I'm all for it too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It needs to come when it's efficient and affordable, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't look at something that's going to destroy an economy and say, we're going to mandate that for political and ideological purposes because this is the way we want it to be. That's not free market capitalism. That's fascism. And this is where we are today. I've said this increasingly over the last year. People need to understand the definition of fascism because we're living it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the Biden administration and Congress talks about the private sector mandating this and we want the private sector to do that, and you see the private sector start to do it, that is public-private partnership, which equals fascism. Know your history, people. Joe Biden's administration is not Democrat. It's not progressive. Progressive is another word that rebranded as progressive going back to the Wilsonian era when they openly admitted they were fascists.
Mm-hmm.
When Mussolini and even Hitler, before they came into their nefarious shadow years, recognized us as fascism and ended the fascist regime in Washington. Nothing good comes from fascism. We need to push back on it instead of embracing it. So you see a company doing the will of the government because they can't get it passed through the legislature, don't buy their products.
Mm-hmm.
Starve them. Starve them into oblivion. Don't buy their stocks. Don't put them in your portfolio. Don't be selfish enough to say everybody else should do it, but I won't because it benefits me.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're running out of time here. We've got about a minute left. So in the minute that we've got left, I just realized why those people don't want to be seen with Biden in Pennsylvania. I just saw the latest popularity number there, 32%. That's lower than Georgia, 32%.
And again, I'm going to say that's being gracious.
Probably.
I'm going to say that's being gracious. Right now, the hard left in this country is just above 13.2%.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the polls about the draconian COVID things that they want to put into place, like taking kids away from their parents and parents don't get inoculated, that's the hard left.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have people like AOC from the hard left starting to question Biden, you got to believe his popularity is really more below 20%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so where did these 81 million or, you know, million people go that mm-hmm. voted for him?
Well, you know, the congressional popularity, the number of people, Americans that approve of Congress's job performance is now down to 18%.
A little bit closer to that 13.2, isn't it?
Yep.
A little bit closer to that 13.2. So, you know, you want to make a change? Make a change. You know, start looking at the way that your representative actually voted instead of what they shovel to you every election cycle. Look at the way they voted. If they voted like a far leftist, boot them out.
Okay, well, stay warm. Here comes the music, and Sunday's going to be the big one. We'll see what happens. Monday morning, we'll all be recuperating, so I'll talk to you on Monday.
You stay low and stay warm.
You betcha, my friend. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Check it out.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
And here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself and the Sports Zone insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America. Pleasure to be on Friday morning with you. And we have some great games this weekend. I don't know if we can top last weekend because that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Cincinnati will go to Kansas City and see if they can get back to the Super Bowl. They haven't been there since late 80s. So we shall see if they can make it happen. And then also you have the L.A. Rams host San Francisco 49ers. Can it be 2 years in a row, Captain, where the L.A. Rams host in their home stadium like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosted in their stadium? We shall see. I'm curious how the games are going to turn out. I really am. I think Cincinnati has a shot to upset Kansas City. That was a wild game. That takes something out of you. And Cincinnati seems to be the hot team on a roll like the Bucs were last year. And then the Rams had kind of a tough nail biter there at the end with the Bucs, but in the first three quarters, they did pretty well. So they should be able to, as long as they can put 27 on the board, I don't think San Francisco can score that many points, and they'll win the game. So that's my thoughts. What are your thoughts, Bob?
On any given Sunday, okay, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I put a lot of credence into what happens in the first quarter, although a lot of these teams are coming from behind in the fourth quarter, which shows the mark of a really good team when they do that.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. a good point. Yeah, there's been a lot of that. Yeah, they say normally the percentages are first team to score normally wins 70% of the time. So it does make a difference a lot of times.
Now, as long as you're talking football, I want to talk about Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Sure.
He retired. And I told everybody a week or so ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago now, but I told everybody what his ambition for the future was going to be. And I said it to your group on the Sunday morning sports show, the Sports Zone, and I really didn't get the kind of reaction I thought I might, but Ben Roethlisberger found God about a year or two ago when he got hurt the last time, seriously hurt. And he is going to pursue becoming an ordained minister, and he's going to start his own ministry.
No, I was just more stunned than anything when you told me. I was happy inside that's what, you know, touched his heart, because that's important for everybody. And, I mean, he's changed his life around. His wife and children, I think, have...
Yeah,
put him in the right position to think and do the right things, and that's important.
And I think the NFL could use somebody like him as, let's call him, a chaplain or whatever.
Yeah, well, we need more of that. You know, there used to be Fellowship Christian Athletes, Pro Athletes for Christ. We need to get back to that foundation. That's what this great country was founded on, and I think we'd be a lot better off as a nation if we'd start doing that more often. I'm right there with you, Captain. Speaking of quarterbacks, okay, segue to that, sir. Aaron Rodgers, okay. Now that the Broncos announced that Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers last year, is going to be their new head coach, that just, what I said a month ago, that Aaron Rodgers is going to go to Denver, this just makes it more likely to happen.
I don't disagree with you. I do not disagree.
Yeah. And I'm curious if Davante Adams, if they can find the salary cap, will go down there with him. If that were to happen, that team would definitely be able to compete with the Broncos and, I mean, pardon me, with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. That would be one. The AFC would get stronger with that move, and the NFC would get a little weaker. Talk about green for parity. That would do it, Captain. So, that still leaves eight other head coaching jobs. I'm curious to see who's going to go to New Orleans, Captain. Now, Sean Payton dropped out this weekend. I was very, very surprised.
Could be one of the Bucs assistants.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I could see Todd Bowles going to New Orleans. Because it looks like Byron Leftwich almost has the job locked up with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I hope that works out for him. I'd like to see Jacksonville get back in the mix. Now, they brought in a new GM there in Jacksonville, matter of fact. Balky's out and Wilson's in, so we shall see.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's a bunch of money that's floating around out there that's trying to drag Jim Harbaugh away from Michigan to one of these pro teams. I've heard that a couple times.
Yes, sir. You are correct. And then Chicago Bears looks like they're going to hire the Colts defensive coordinator. Okay, and that could be good. Matt Eberflus is pretty dang good defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and I got one for you here, as long as we're talking football for a little bit. Jerry Rice, NFL Hall of Famer, right?
Oh, no question. Yeah.
Guess who's trying to entice him into becoming a college football coach? Guess who's pushing it?
I'm going to say Deion Sanders.
You are right. You are right. Deion Sanders is pushing Jerry Rice to try to become a college football coach. He thinks he'd be perfect.
I do, too. It's funny. Those two had a big rivalry, Captain. They didn't really get along in the beginning. Because Jerry's more of a quiet introvert, and Deion, as we know, is a very loud extrovert. But everybody has their own personality. And in the beginning, it was tough when those two played. But they were good matchups. Him and Deion going at it one-on-one.
Oh, by the way, how about the Baseball Hall of Fame and Big Pappy going in first time?
Yeah, I thought he would. I mean, you know, he was clutch. That's the key, Captain. Now, when you're clutch like that, that's going to get you in the Hall of Fame more times than not. Did you perform during the big games? You stand out to everybody, obviously, and that's what happens. So, well, Captain, I can see my time is up. I want to thank you. God bless you. Have a good weekend. And everybody be safe out there. Enjoy the playoffs this weekend, and we'll talk Monday. And please join the Sports Zone from 11-12 on this.
And make sure you dress warm Sunday.
You ain't kidding, Captain. No shorts. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
I'll see you. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone host, and you can hear. And by the way, you can go to Facebook, the Sports Zone, sign up for the Facebook page, and follow them over that way, and you'll find out everything they're doing. Okay, I got to read this real quick, and then we'll try to take a call here. Don't forget Dominique's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, down there in Sarasota, with all their blind sheets and shutters made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominique's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll save a bunch of money. They are the best at what they do. And I've only got about 30 seconds here, so I'm not going to be able to take the caller. Sorry about that. But we will be back on Monday morning, of course, and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in the football-wise. And by the way, over the weekend, watch the weather up the East Coast. Holy cow. Chris Markowski already knows he's going to be in the 1, 2, or the 3-foot snow range. He doesn't know which one, and we don't either. But my gosh. Phew! Holy smokes! And there's a winter storm warning all the way up into Maine, all the way up I-95, starting right about South Jersey way, right now, all the way up through there. So be advised. All right! I hope everybody's had a great week. For those of you who don't catch the weekend show, I'll see you all on Monday morning. But for the rest of you, I'll see you on the weekend show tonight, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.